Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It can be at the chest, it can be in the face, it can be in the abdomen, any place in the body where you have the sensations to tell you now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. Focus your attention there. Then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. If it doesn't feel good, you can change. You make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. We're working on a skill here because we want to understand our minds. One of the big problems in life is that we do things for the sake of happiness, but many times the results come out not happy. The question is why? Some people say they can blame it on events outside or people outside. But the mature approach is to say, well, maybe there's something I'm doing wrong. Maybe I'm not really clear about what I'm doing. That was the Buddha's answer. We're suffering because we don't know what we're doing. So we have to be more and more aware of what the mind is doing because the cause of suffering comes from within the mind. And if you want to watch the mind, you want to see the mind, it's good to do it while you're developing a skill because that's when you're most conscious of what you're doing and the results you're getting. And you want to do is create a skill where you get the mind really still because that's when the mind can see itself most clearly. So our skill here is the skill of concentration. Try to breathe in a way that's comfortable. Talk to yourself about the breath in a way that's comfortable. Keep the mind on topic. Ask yourself if a long breathing feels good and what you can do to change. And also think about the different perceptions you're holding in mind. What picture do you have of what the breath does as it comes in? The breath can be the air coming in through the nose, but it can also be the flow of energy in the body that allows the air to come in. And that flow of energy you can work with a lot. You can make it extend down through the torso, down through the legs even, down the shoulders, down the arms, throughout the whole body. When you do that, it gives rise to a sense of ease and well-being. So here you can see that simply the way you picture the breath to yourself will make a big impact on how you actually feel it and what you can do with it. This is all part of the skill, what you're doing right now. So try to be very alert to what you're doing. Keep in mind this is the place you want to stay. Is there any other thoughts that come up right now? You can let them go. You don't have to chase them away. You don't have to stomp on them. If they can come in, they can go out. They'll go out on their own if you don't pay them any attention. They're like little dogs, stray dogs. They come in, and if you feed them, they're going to hang around the house. But if you don't feed them, they may whine and make noise for a while, but then they'll go away. The same with distracting thoughts. You've got work to do here. The work is getting the mind to settle down and be still with a comfortable sense of breathing in the body. And anything else that gets in the way, you can just let it go. That way you begin to become more aware of what you're doing. And subtle things going on in the mind become a lot more clear. So this is the first step in getting some control over the mind and beginning to solve that problem of doing things with the hope of happiness and finding that they cause suffering or pain, disappointment. The more you can understand this problem, the more you can solve it, the lighter your life will be.